Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Your second clue for Hugh's Clues coming up here in just a minute. First, though, can
we have to.
Well, I mean, Hugh thinks by 12 o'clock this thing is gone.
12 of them things. I'm a micro. 12 of them things.
12 of them? What?
12 of them things.
12 o'clock. 12 hours since midnight.
12 of them things, yeah.
Anyway, can we get the latest on LeBron James and maybe what he is thinking as we go through this free agency? And, one thing I said, I don't know how long this one's going to take. You know, last time, or I should say, when he did the decision, right, when that whole thing happened.
When he took his talents to South Beach.
Yeah, that happened.
Made a lot of people mad.
He did. So. He did. The date of that was actually yesterday. You know, obviously 2010, I think, was the year. But yesterday was the date.
The actual date.
Yeah, so I have no idea. I mean, maybe this one lingers for a few weeks here. I don't know. Again, this isn't about cap space or money. I think it's about him deciding and maybe like what we talked about yesterday, is he waiting for someone to do something to really entice him? Well, I think the Sixers could do that by making a move here. But let's check in Brian Windhorst on what LeBron may be thinking in his free agency.
Does he want to deal with in his life what the reaction would be if he, you know, went to Philadelphia or Minnesota or Denver or something like that, where it would sort of be a completely new place and he would have to create all kinds of new ties and learn, you know, new routines and also deal with the, you know, people, calling him a ring chaser or what have you. I think that's an extra layer that he's had to grapple with. I think he absolutely could do it. I don't think it's like a reason he would say no, but I do think that, you know, Cleveland and Miami are in their own category because, you know, to this day, he repeats Miami Heat mantras. Like when I listen to him and watch him play and hear him talk and everything, you feel the Miami Heat part of his basketball DNA. And of course, Cleveland, he's been there twice and he's been living there in the off season and things like that. Like that's his home. It's a no brainer. Those two are, I think, simple, clean ways to go about it. If he goes outside of that, it requires just a little bit more complication and probably a little bit more of a Rubicon he's got to leap across.
I agree with that. I mean, he played for 4 years in Miami. He played multiple times in Cleveland. Those are probably simpler places. He probably still has his home in Miami.
Yeah.
And he still lives in Cleveland at points of the calendar, right? So those are easier. Philadelphia is just, it would be new.
I hear you. And I understand it, but, you know, when you're talking about LeBron James' legacy, I don't think that's going to be a deterrent. Hey, well, I got to come to Philadelphia and I got to learn when to go to the grocery store during traffic and not when to go. I mean, because that's basically what we're talking about.
Yeah, like new
and
routines.
And you know, I got to get a snowplow because it snows in Philadelphia.
Plus, he's not going to the grocery store,
no,
right?
I'm saying I don't know. I mean, I hear him. And I understand Brian is, you know, plugged in way more in basketball than I am, but I don't think that's a big deterrent. When you're thinking about his decision and it taking this long, if you're going back to Cleveland, to me, that's a no-brainer. Just go back home. Or Miami. That's a no-brainer.
They're both home to an extent.
Yeah, so it's like you're going home. I think that being here adds another layer, and that layer is potentially winning another championship because there ain't too many cats that lead the game on top like that. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? A year, like win a championship and then leave. Or win a championship with four different teams.
No one does that.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where, you know, you have a chance to set a precedent that, and you've set a few already.
Yeah.
You get a chance to set another one.
Do you think he actually goes to the grocery store? There's no shot.
He probably does. He went to the golf store. He was making fun of Kevin Hart. I saw a video. And he was at a golf store.
Hold on. Like, you think, like, let's say he comes here. You think LeBron James is going to just be walking through Acme like anybody else, or Giant?
I think the Wawa.
It all depends on which. He'd probably go to Wegmans, though, the one of them fancy ass Wegmans we got around here.
I go to Wegmans.
Wegmans is fancy. Like, the food, like the prepared foods and stuff like that. Wegmans is baller.
Yeah. When was the last time you were there?
I don't go to Wegmans. Wegmans, I'm a little bit too highbrow for me, man.
Wegmans is not highbrow.
It is. It's really highbrow.
I don't think Wegmans is
highbrow. You go in there,
they
got the prepared meals and stuff. You know, I like to get it from the mud.
Yeah. I like to get it from the mud. Get it from the mud?
Yeah.
No,
Wegmans is too highbrow, man. That's just too hoity toity.
Highbrow?
Yeah. It's a grocery store. Well,
it's a highbrow.
Whole Foods is highbrow.
Yes, that's highbrow.
That's called Whole Check.
That is Whole Check. Whole Check. Sure. It costs your Whole Check.
Before I say this, we ain't got no ties with
to Whole Foods?
No.
I don't think so. We're not going to after you say this. So
yeah, because y'all need to start seasoning y'all food, man, because that's a shame.
Are you ripping Whole Foods?
Man, as much as you cost, you better put some seasoning on that food. They don't season their food enough.
I think the idea is you season it. No, they give you the ingredients and you season it. That's how
I'm glad I asked this question.
This is the gripe that I have. If you're charging me an arm and a leg for some fish or chicken or whatever it is I decide to get, at least season it.
Well, like, are you talking about buying raw fish or raw chicken? Why would they season that?
No, I'm talking about the prepared foods. Okay. Like, they have the prepared food section.
That's every grocery store.
They need, some places, no seasoning. Some folks have grandmothers in the basement that's seasoning the food and making it right. For as much as they charge, y'all need to start seasoning the food, man. Because ain't nobody seasoning
it. Dude, you know you can just add some salt.
No, but I'm like, Kyle, the whole point of me getting prepared food is so I can go there and just get it fast, and it's already prepared.
All right, but Hugh, you can sprinkle a little salt, dude.
I know it's some folks out there that don't like seasoning. I'm not one of them. What they probably need to do, since you're charging as much as you're charging, have one side for seasoning and then the one side for the bland people that like their food bland.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that sign will go over well. people shop here. People that like seasoning shop here.
They don't season their food. Okay. It's not seasoned.
Listen, that's fine. I mean, I'm not going to fight you on that.
We ain't never going to get no Whole Foods.
Never. Not after what you just did. I mean, the headline is writing itself. Awful announcing. Hugh Douglas goes on bizarre rant against Whole Foods.
They don't season their food.
Here's my thing. I just fundamentally disagree that Wegmans is highbrow. It's not.
It's a little highbrow. It's nice, though. Listen, I'm not killing Wegmans.
It's just a grocery store.
They make some really good sandwiches. And
they
I don't know what kind of bread they make with them deli sandwiches.
Yeah.
They killing that game.
Oh, the bread's great.
Yeah, but they're highbrow.
I don't think it's highbrow. 215-592-9494. Now that we established that, let's also hear Dave McMenamin on LeBron James, what he's thinking, and this angle to the idea of maybe why or why not Philadelphia.
Your side of it, though, it becomes a kind of a desperate move or a move that doesn't match up with his other three stops if he doesn't win. Versus he goes to Cleveland, we know there's less pressure to win a championship there. It's about going home. Goes to Golden State, those guys have already won four championships.
What do you think of that one? There's more pressure here than I don't think there's pressure in Cleveland. He already brought them their title. If he goes home, it's just like a happy ending. No one in Cleveland will be mad at LeBron James if he goes there and they lose. Somewhere in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. No one will be mad. He did it. He went home once already and he brought them their title. They had their parade. Miami, it wouldn't even be close to his team. It's Giannis's team. It's his basketball team now. And he went and got to four finals there. I do agree with that, Hugh, that the only place there would be real pressure to win is here.
Yeah, there's pressure. But it would. I don't think it's something like I'm not the caliber athlete LeBron is, obviously. But I think there's something to being in a situation where, you know, especially a guy like him who has accomplished so much in his career at 42 years old, to come to a team that's somewhat already established, you're going to be the focal point, no question about it. But when I look at it, I look at Tyrese Maxey and the starter he's emerging to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Jaylen Brown. We're talking about a guy who was in the MVP running last year. And you got Vijay Edgecombe. And if he's here, you have Joel Embiid, a Hall of Famer, who you're taking a tremendous amount of pressure off of him. And you're asking him to play underneath the basket, right? And you're still in a position, you got three legit shooters, and you got one coming off, you got Filon coming off the bench. You put yourself in a situation where I can see you going, I'm not saying you can beat New York, I think you can, but you're right there with them now.
They could beat them.
No, I'm saying, we don't know.
Yeah, but they could.
Because New York's bench is pretty deep, but you're right there with them. You're right there in contention,
yeah.
And that's what you want. Like, so you can't, nobody never knows what's going to happen. You don't. But you're right there with those competitive teams.
I also wonder if we've reached a stage where, like, does he even care about pressure? I mean,
no.
He's been in the league since he was 18. Basically, every year, if he didn't win a championship, his legacy got a hit. I mean, that's how his career has gone, right? Like, he's compared to the greatest player of all time since he got in the league, and every game and every playoffs is a referendum on, you're not really Michael. Like, is Sixers pressure really going to be the reason he hasn't come here?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
no, see, this is...
I don't think
you
so.
You guys are fully...
I don't think so.
You've dove into being suckers.
Nope.
Bro. This is why I guarantee LeBron's not coming here.
Because of pressure.
Because Joe, Hugh, as great as LeBron is, he's kind of a fraud. In this last year, he could tell you all the everything you want to hear. Oh, he wants basketball happiness. He wants this and that. He wants a show, dude. He wants the documentary. He's like, he considered the 76ers, but really, he's going to go to Cleveland where everyone drops to their knees and bows down to LeBron James. Thank you so much for bringing us a title all those years ago. Now go right off into the sunset back where you started. It's such a joke, and you guys are getting suckered into this whole damn thing.
You might be right on that, but that has nothing to do with him not coming here because of the pressure of
That's exactly why he's not coming here. Joe, he wants his final year to be everybody adoring him and throwing flowers at his feet and telling him how great he is and how much we're going to miss him in the NBA. You think he's going to get that here if things aren't going well? No.
Well, obviously, because there's no tie here. But, I get that. But I don't think he's going to say, I'm not going there because it's too much pressure to win. His whole career has been, if you don't win the title, you're not the GOAT. Right. Every year, basically.
But we're not at that point anymore. He's now 42.
No, he's still playing at a high level.
That totally besides my point. Like we're talking about what he wants in his final season. He just wants people to tell him how great he is all the time.
That is fine.
That's not going to happen here. He knows that.
I want people to tell me how great I am. Well,
you don't get that on the show.
You better start acting right.
Keep waiting.
You have said nothing that I have a problem with so far.
Okay, so here's the knock on Kyle's theory on this. Miami and Philadelphia make no sense. What are we doing? Are we just stringing everyone along? Well, Miami's not going to do that. Pat Riley basically tells him to shut up when he walks in. I run the show. Like when LeBron first got there, LeBron tried to put his foot down.
And Pat get Spo fired. That was a rumor.
And Pat Riley said, no, that you are on the Heat now. They don't just bow down to players over there. So that's not going to work in Miami. Maybe the fans will be happy he came back, but the organization is going to just bow down.
But all their fans, hold on. We're talking about Miami fans.
Fans.
So they don't care.
So my point is.
That's cozy option one. Cozy option two is being in Cleveland where he started.
I don't think Miami's cozy because they don't bow down to him.
Cozy.
I don't think it is. Cleveland's cozy. I agree. If this was simply about coziness, he would have signed in Cleveland 5 days ago.
But hold on. He's not going to be version one of LeBron in Miami. He's talking about being a third option or being a piece.
Yeah.
He's not dragging anybody.
I understand.
I don't think that there's that expectation by the organization in Miami.
No, I agree. But when he was there the first time and he was the best player in the world by a lot, they didn't let him walk on water.
We're talking about now.
I understand that.
It's different now.
I'm just saying there's one cozy option. If that's your theory that he wants to just be loved, it's one place. One place to roll out the red carpet.
Miami's there too.
Not with Riley. It's Cleveland. And so that's fine. If he wants to go to Cleveland, go to Cleveland. I'm just saying, why are we doing this song and dance if it's clearly just Cleveland? What is this all about?
Because he's doing a documentary.
Stop. He's thinking
what do you mean, stop? That's what he's
thinking
doing.
About the Sixers.
He's got you all wrapped. Oh, my God. You guys are all falling
Excuse
for this.
Me. I am busy on the NBA trade machine. I'm trying to make trades to lure LeBron. Let me be. Kristen is up on WIP. What's up, Kristen?
Hi. I think it's foolish to wait until the postseason to give Don Mattingly manager.
So I agree with you, Kristen. I would take the interim tag off right now. I want Don Mattingly to be the manager.
100%.
But I'm not sure they're going to do it. I think they're going to make him wait to see what happens in the playoffs around here.
Which is, it's just so silly because, right, look at what he's already done. And be for real, he's an icon. Like, he's not out here begging for a job.
Right.
No, I totally agree with that.
And he did them a favor, Kristen. Yeah, he did them a favor.
A big one at that. Like, why are we going to sit here and pretend like we have to wait? And for what? Like, we preferred Cora? Wasn't he fired because of his winning record?
He was. Now, he's a good manager, but they had a bad year, and he was fired.
The Astros? I think it's silly. And then I think it's also dumb to want to trade Davis or Embiid for Davis because, like someone else said, right, he comes with a lot of injuries too. And LeBron's not here for a long time. He's here for a good time. He just wants to chill out.
That's kind of like with everybody. That's kind of everybody's mantra on a Friday.
It is. What's Thursday?
Well, I'm just saying. It's like that's kind of everybody's mantra.
It makes me so mad. Like, I don't even follow basketball like that. But why break up Embiid, Maxey, Edgecroft, and I forget the other guy's
Brown.
Name off the top of my head.
Jalen Brown.
We mess up names. Don't worry about that. We mess up names.
Let them be great. Let them be great.
Well, you know what? Because I want LeBron. That? I mean, that's why I want to do it. We'll see if they do. Kristen, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
David Corenslet.
David, you're talking about
Superman.
What's that? The new Superman.
No, the new one. Yeah. Did you see that last summer?
Yeah,
I did.
From Center City.
Yes.
He's from Center City?
He's from. Was it good, Kristen? Did you see the movie?
He went to Lower Merion.
I didn't see it.
Did you see the movie, Kristen?
I fell asleep.
You fell asleep.
I brought my son and I fell asleep watching it.
Well, Kristen, good phone call. That was not the correct answer today. But yes, he's the new Superman. That came out, what was it, last year or the year before?
You know what I was thinking? Jonathan Cumberbatch. I thought that's what she said, but that's not the same name. Benedict Cumberbatch. Huh?
His name's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, what did I say? Jonathan?
Jonathan, yeah.
You know, names are not like, we're not.
So what was the correct name?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
So you got
Jonathan Cumberbatch.
David Cornsweat got you to you Benedict.
Because he has a tough name, too, and that's what I was thinking.
Just all tough names.
All tough names.
All right, Hugh, why don't you give everyone a second clue?
Second clue.
Because it's 11:45, and you are barreling towards going over 12 o'clock.
All right, then. This person is from Ohio.
All right, so we have someone that played a superhero, and they are from Ohio. Tanner in Philadelphia is up on WIP. Tanner?
What's going on, guys?
How you guys doing?
Tanner, what's up?
Nothing much. I do got to shout out my guys, though, first, Jamal and Ray. But I did want to say, I think Don needs to get...
You don't know Jamal and Ray.
I was told to shout them out.
Oh, okay. So now I feel like we know them now.
But who told you to shout them out, though?
Jamal and Ray.
Well, okay. I got it. I thought you meant like Kyle told you to shout them out or something like that.
No.
Hey, when you get on the phone, shout out Jamal and Ray.
Give us a shout out.
Yeah, that's all I got to do
okay,
today.
Okay, that's fine.
I think Don deserves to have it. They listen.
Well, we appreciate. Hey,
stuck.
Jamal. Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Go ahead, Tanner.
But I think he needs to get the interim taken off. But I also think that this might be motivation for the players. Like, they're playing for Don's job almost because they know that this could be taken away and he could just be let go. I think this is also kind of like a good like piece of like, hey, we're playing for Don to actually get a full-time spot here. It's like dangling the carrot in front of the rabbit.
I don't know. It's not like, with all due respect, this ain't Topper. Don's played the game, and Don, like, there's a lot of people that feel it's a consensus that he should be a Hall of Famer. Ain't nobody. This ain't no feel-good story. This is and we did that with Topper.
Well, it kind of is. If they win with him, because Don Mattingly, what part of his career that is part of the story, Hugh, is great player, but he never won anything. His career, ironically, bookended the Yankees being good. He was there for the time they weren't. They won in the 70s. He wasn't in the major leagues yet. Then he got to the big leagues, played for 15 years. That's like the longest Yankee drought in like a generation, right? Then as soon as he leaves, they start a dynasty. So, and then look, Hugh, he's with the Dodgers, right? And as soon as he leaves, they kind of start a dynasty. I do think there's a little storybook to if Don Mattingly finally wins his ring. He's got to be one of the most famous players and coaches to not have a ring in history of baseball.
He's a borderline Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And I think it's disrespectful dropping him, and it's a slap in the face, basically, to him and all the players, too, that have grown accustomed to and what they're doing for him. They're playing for him and the team and the name across the chest. Like, he's flipped this around completely, and I wouldn't want Alex Cora in here, especially after seeing what happened with the Red Sox and the cheating allegations and, well, the cheating in Houston. I want Don Mattingly to actually win one and win one here.
Well, that'd be awesome, Tanner. All right, Tanner, what do you got for us? Hughes Clues.
So, Hugh, I thought he gave it away because I saw the X-Men t-shirt, so I thought it was Hugh Jackman. But he said Ohio.
Oh,
so
that's your guess.
Well, that is your guess, Tanner. It's not Hugh Jackman, but it's certainly a fair guess.
Is Tanner the same? Did Tanner also give us two guesses last time?
It might have been.
Tanner was going to do this, and then we're on that now.
Yeah, we are on to that. And then we got, who's it, Ray and who? Who did we shout out there?
Oh,
Ray.
I don't know.
Ray and I forgot already.
Bob, Ray.
You know,
great shout out,
names.
Fellas. Great
those.
Shout out.
Yeah. I don't remember those normal.
One was definitely Ray. So we appreciate Ray listening.
Way to pay attention. But he is paying attention. Because I did that, you know, like I said, there's a method. Even though y'all don't get it, there's a method to
again,
my
once again, always blaming the students because the teacher is not
context,
doing a good job.
You got to look at the context clues, man.
Yeah.
You know, remember that game back in the day? You probably too young for this. Where's Carmen Sandiego?
Where in the world is Carmen
Sandiego?
Sandiego
on the computer?
Yeah.
Used to play that all the time. You got to listen to the context clues, man, and try to find Carmen. It's It's kind of the same thing. You know, because the clues are there.
You know, it was a TV show too.
What's that?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was.
Because I remember. Show.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
When was the last time you think that was uttered on WIP? Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Probably today.
Today. So today is in like never before.
Yes.
Today's the first time.
I'm pretty sure that there's people that are like, man, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
Oh, I mean, there's
a method to him. Crazy like a fox.
Well,
though.
Yeah, we're just the first part. Of that.
Just crazy.
Andy in Westchester up. Andy.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
Andy. What's
going
on, man?
Nothing much. Hey, I was just thinking about what you were talking about with Don Mattingly, and if you're saying, Joe, they're not 100% sure that they want him to be their manager next year, why would they take the interim tag off?
Well, I think there's two parts of it. I want him to be the manager. Like I would do that. And I think they should because he's earning it. Plus the interim tag really just means he's the manager for the end of this year. It doesn't include next year. It's just he would not be the interim manager, he just would be the manager. But actually, Andy, I don't think that they're going to do that, and I don't think they're sure. I mean, the Cora thing feels like it's just sitting out there. I can't get over Dombrowski on the day he announced Topper's out, Mattingly's in, admitting, actually, I wanted Alex Cora. So that you guys just go with that and hold on to that one. Because he was so blunt about it. He wanted Cora, and that's the only reason that Mattingly got it, because Cora said no.
Right, but that's my point, is if they're not sure, why would they – I don't think there's any sense in taking the interim tag off. He also said, you know, he's here for 2 years, and if he doesn't want to be here longer than 2 years, I don't, you know, obviously we don't know that, but
right.
Just since he brought up the 2 year thing, then I don't think it would be awkward either if they brought in Cora and asked him to go back to the bench. So either way, I think they should just leave it as it is for the rest of the year. But my opinion, and I guess that's all this is anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, unless they win the World Series, I think as soon as the season ends, the first question that's going to be asked to him, like whenever they go out, unless it's a championship, is, do you want to manage the team next year? And he's probably going to say yes, and then that kind of creates an awkward dynamic heading into the offseason.
Right. What do you think, Hugh?
I think that they're going to give him the job. I think that's going
to
be the job.
I was trying to catch you off guard.
Oh, no, you didn't do that. I was listening to what was being said. No, I think they're going to give him the job. I think that, like I said earlier, that his son has an inside track as far as the job is concerned. And he's going to tell his dad. That's his dad. He's going to tell his dad what's going on
right. If
he has the inside track. I don't think that this is a unique situation. This is a unique work situation.
It really
is. I think that he has the inside track.
All right, Andy, what do you got for us? Hugh's clues.
Yeah.
Who's the winner? Who's the answer?
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson is not the right answer. And that means the next guest will be on the other side of 12 p.m. Another L for you, Douglas. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, all your phone calls here. And ESPN has been ranking the top 10 at each position in the NFL. And I saw one today that made me wonder if we overrate one of the better players on the Philadelphia Eagles. And no, I'm not talking about the quarterback. We'll get to him next week. 215-592-9494. All your calls on Mattingly, LeBron James. Would you trade for AD? Would you trade Embiid for AD to entice LeBron James? I would. And Hughes Clues. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FIFA World Cup is entering its biggest matches, and there's no better place to be than Kalshi, America's number one prediction market. Right now, France is trading at 32% to win it all as we enter the final eight, which means a $100 trade on France pays out $296.45. On Kalshi, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you can buy in and out of your position for a limited time. Download the Kalshi app. Use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10, KALSHI. Kalshi, trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility required supply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.